Netflix released a new season of its hit reality TV show, Too Hot to Handle, on January 19th. Everyone's favorite robot, Lana, returns to ensure this new round of contestants will be able to form genuine relationships with each other without having to rely on physical affection. With more prize money involved than ever before, the stakes for this season are higher than ever. With its addictive quality and bizarre scenarios, Too Hot to Handle has been able to gain a loyal following. I was able to binge the new season with my roommate, Weinberg freshman Kira Embler, who has been a viewer of the show since its debut.
So I started watching Too Hot to Handle with season one because I remember it came out during quarantine. I think it was in 2020. And I just didn't really have that much to do. So I watched season one, yeah.
Weinberg freshman Austin Shu also found himself pulled in by all the excitement.
I don't really watch reality shows. It's just my friend recommended to me, and then I thought it was pretty interesting. Because, like, every episode ends on, like, a cliffhanger, so you just want to, like, keep watching it and see what happens. So, yeah, finished the first two seasons pretty quick.
Embler noted that the contestants are a major part of what keeps her coming back with each new season.
I always think the people on the show are really funny. I don't think they're trying to be, but they're always really funny to watch, and just they always find really entertaining people.
For Shu, it's the intrigue created by Lana, the show's resident robot surveillance system.
So, I think she, like, makes the whole show interesting. And, yeah, I feel like, I don't know, just, like, her rules are kind of, like, what you look forward to.
So what makes the show so addictive? Here are their responses.
I honestly don't know. Like, it's one of the only reality shows that I've actually sat down and watched an entire season. Usually when I watch dating shows, I always end up just Googling who ends up with who. But, like, I think it's just, it's short. It's shorter than a lot of shows. It's only 10 episodes. And it's also just has that fun, dramatic aspect. I think it's like, a little bit different than other dating shows.
Just that the last, like, every season, no, like, every episode ends on a cliffhanger, so you just want to see what happens next. And then see if, like, any rules are broken the next day. Or, like, because, like, every episode ends on, like, a big event, so just want to see what happens next.
Despite tuning into the show with each new season, Embler noted some major problems with its themes.
I mean, I think for some, in some ways, yes, to watch people just sort of throw away thousands of dollars, just sort of, you know, it's a bit insensitive. Not a bit, it's very insensitive. So I do think that's, yeah.
Finally, I asked her opinions on the new season. Here's what she had to say.
Honestly, I thought it was worse. It's not, like, a super high-quality show, so it's a hard thing to judge, but I didn't really like a single man on the show. It was just not a good group of men, so I think it was worse. I mean, I only really like watching it with other people. Like, it's kind of one of those shows where you have to be sort of watching it and making fun of it with a lot of people, so I wouldn't say, you know, this is a show you have to sit down and watch.
While there has been talk about the release of a season 4, it has not yet been confirmed. For now, seasons 1 through 3 are available to watch on Netflix. For WNUR News, this is Izzy Perea.